Barca will not miss the opportunity to sign Rafael Nogueira da Silva, known as Fitz, at no cost. The Barca board of directors has already given the green light to the sporting coordinator, Jordi Torres, to finalize the signing of the left-footed pivot from Movistar Inter once the Brazilian player secures his contractual release and free transfer. The first obstacle Jordi Torres faced for Fitz to join Barca was budgetary. The Catalan club is willing to make an unscheduled financial effort in the 2024-25 season and will offer him a contract until 2027. However, the player will also contribute in the first season and will be duly compensated in the second and third campaigns. Since Fitz learned that Movistar Inter wanted to release him in early June, the Brazilian center has sought support from his family and delegated to his agent, Pepe Arias, New Futsal, to handle his abrupt departure from the Madrid club. Only after an agreement is reached by both parties and the player from São Paulo signs it at the end of the month has he begun to consider his future. Barca has always been the priority, although Balearic Islands Palma Futsal was also an attractive option. Jordi Torres requested time from Fitz to plan the operation in economic and sporting terms at Barca. With the board of directors' approval, the new coach, Tino Perez, can now be assured that he will have the reference pivot he had long desired. Strategically, the signing of Fitz was an opportunity that Barca had to seize, and the club recognized this. A left-footed pivot, a Brazilian international, and free at this stage of the summer was an opportunity not to be missed. However, there is still a sporting issue to resolve. The first team already has all 15 federation memberships occupied, so a player must be discharged to register, Fitz. Barca is not in a rush considering the World Cup in Uzbekistan from September 14th to October 6th. Although Sergio Gonzalez is recovering from a torn anterior cruciate ligament in his left knee and is expected to return in January 2025, Jordi Torres and Tino Perez want to carefully weigh their final decision and avoid any hasty moves due to potential long-term injuries in the summer. With Fitz, Tino Perez will have a top-level trio of pivots, including Pito and Alex Yepes. Additionally, Fitz will balance the squad with his left-footed specialty to implement the 3-1 formation, although Perez has usually preferred the 4-0. Along with the signings of Eric Martel, Albali Valdepeñas Vineyard, and Khalid Bouzid, Santa Coloma Industries, and the consolidation of Frenchman Mamadou Touré in the first team, the coach from Toledo assured that we have the best squad.